Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
DNA was compatible with spiritual things and compatible with wealth. Do you understand? There are some people, you give them money, they won't come to church. Say, we're going to join online. Then before you talk, they can even do a transfer. So when you see the seed, you say, okay, don't come. Don't be sending the money. But there are some people, where God has worked with them too. God is not afraid to say, okay, I'll make you rich. Do you know that when God visited Solomon, the conversation was not about money. It was about what? Wisdom. And it was even the Lord that asked, this morning, you are choking everywhere in heaven, there was smell. This kind of dangerous seed is this. One, even your father that worked with me didn't do this one. He said, I just thought I should step the game up for starters. Say, young man, nobody sows a seed like this because he just wants to worship me. What do you want? Sir, I'm the new king. I've never done this work before. I don't want to be put to shame. My father is dead. These people are your people. You see, what you heard was what he said. What he meant is that if you do not help me, I will make a mess of your heritage. Your people will go back into bondage. Then they will say, oh, it was because David is dead. So this was his spiritual position. I didn't know how to get your attention, so I sowed a seed. Your seed is worship. Your seed is worship. It's not going to be comfortable. In fact, you may cry 3 days after, but it is your worship. You can tell people, this was where I died. Because after you gave that, you sowed that seed, you can tell people, this was where I died to money. This was the day money lost control over me. Many of us have not gotten there. Because sometimes you can see a millionaire and then you start wondering, well, this tight. It's tight. 100,000. What did God said they take all this money to? All of a sudden, like, but it's actually one scripture that says we should give free willingly, not. That's the day your mind will be remembering all those things. Listen to me. Everyone who advanced in scripture didn't do it by accident. Come on now. I say everyone in scripture who advanced, who went forward with God, that God held his hand and walked them through life, it was not by accident. They were doing something deliberately. And that's why God left their pattern of life in scriptures for us. If you do what they did, you will see what they saw. That's why today, I want to share with you, gaining mastery. Gaining mastery. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Your kingdom reigns. Verse 24. Your kingdom reigns above all. Say your kingdom reigns. Your kingdom reigns above all. Listen to me. This is part of the message, and I want you to hear me very clearly in your spirit. There are certain things God cannot change for you. One of the things he cannot change for you is the way you have chosen to worship him. That is a personal decision. If David was worshiping God coming with the ark casually, it would not have been an issue. Can you imagine this multi-billionaire, this multi-billionaire, this president of a nation? Can you imagine this president of a nation? And have you seen our presidents when we will do Teachers Day or something, and you see everybody marching around the stadium? The president just does like this. And that is the way. Now, please look up and I want you to see what I'm saying. When I sing, say your kingdom reign, your kingdom reign above all. Maybe you are just sitting in the parlor and you are listening to this song. Now, you may even be switching channels and be muttering what you are saying. But let's take it again. You see, that attitude is your own. And it is born out of your revelation of Him. You can't force it. If you have not seen that thing in Him, you can't. So when you sing, say your kingdom reign, and then you shut your eyes, there's an intensity that begins to rise from within you. You don't need keyboard again at that level. You don't need drum at that level. Something within you is joining heaven, and they are declaring your kingdom reigns. In spite of everything the devil tried to do to knock you down, break your leg, break your arm, and render you useless, and present you as an evidence that God is never faithful. And here you are still standing. Say your kingdom reigns. Say your kingdom reigns above all. Above all. If Solomon had given that sacrifice and he did it like a king, the king would not have come. But yet is the king of the greatest nation on earth, offering 1,000 sacrifices, and is here rolling on the floor, and the citizens are there waiting for the service to start, and the king is here humbling. He said, I humbled myself before the Lord. That's what it means to fast. That is what it means to repent. When you humble yourself, bring yourself down to nothing. And that's why in those days when we were going to Catholic Church, they will put this thing on our head. Ask this thing. That is the humblest period of any Catholic's life. If you fight them, they will not answer you. If you push them, abuse their mother, they will not answer you. Because they know you are the devil. This is my miracle. This period, you will not get me. I'm not around. As a church, Kenny, as believers, we have known faith. We have known prophecy. Now we must know humility. When we are in the midst of people and there is a sound calling for worship from the throne of God, our attitude must now change. We stop everything and we give it all to Him. We give it all to Him because He deserves it and because He is God. Say your kingdom reign. The greatest thing that can happen to you as a believer is not the Bible you say you know. It is to have an encounter with him. Listen to me. One encounter. Your life is marked forever. There are some things people will not be able to shake away from you. You all came to the church. We all sang. We all worshiped. But you had an encounter. Then you leave that service thinking it happened to everybody. My brother, Nalai. He came. He went around. But he sat with a particular person. You must choose your posture carefully. That when it has to do with God, you are not just talking like a son. You bring everything down. Everything that people have ever known you. Everything that makes you big. You bring it down. When Ezekiah said to God, "The dead cannot praise you," God understood what he was talking about. It was not that day he started. That was the one you heard. Don't wait for the day of crisis to be in crisis mode. Start now. Choose. Don't let your worship intensity be because now there's problem. Let that be you and God. Let that be your thing. Let that be your personal thing with him. Shut down that radio in your car. Get some Holy Ghost worship inside that car. Oh, I don't know if somebody's hearing me now. Listen to me. Those are the little things in secret that God sees and honors. There's a test of the secret place. Most people don't pass it. Because most people are afraid to be alone. They don't want to be alone. People just want to get on the altar. Boom, it's there. Look, what I'm telling you is that if I start now and start talking about him, it's more than any other thing I want to talk about him. That's how people should not come to our meetings and be thinking less of God and be thinking of how they are going to blow. Because the spirit of the atmosphere, you must gauge it. You must always check it. You will not know when a church has gone south. It is the atmosphere that will tell you. Because they may still be preaching repentance. They may still be preaching. My brother, you are going to one church before now. David, you are going to one church before now. Some of you have been to churches that you know that there is a particular time. Once it's like 11, the one breeze will just blow. Now sleep with that. The next time you open your eyes is when the reverend says, "Let's stand up." So we grew up knowing that we are not even supposed to enjoy the message. It's default. So you too, you now develop thick skin. When you now went to another assembly, you now heard the word of God preached another way, you became angry. So this man said, "Don't do anything." Listen to me. In the realm of the spirit, you only speak your level. It's not the one they put on your neck. That color is supposed to symbolize the yoke of Christ. But many are not yoked with Christ. Many just have a career. And he knows. He knows where everyone is standing. And that is why our worship is weak. Because even in our worship, we don't give all of ourselves to him. He's not feeling it. You think it's the keyboard, it's about you. This is foundation class Christianity. Say your kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign. Above all. Say Madagano Dobosika Kalabana Kakaba. Say your kingdom reign. Arabia, to Seychelles and every corner of Africa, everywhere Christ is not named. Say your kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign. have a particular struggle I've been going through for like a few weeks now. The struggle is, sometimes when I come, and some of you don't know this, if I prepare a message for a particular service and I don't preach it that day, I can't preach it again. It's a problem. Because I believe that anointing came with that one. So I may have to prepare it afresh in another way. It's a problem. But that is not even the main problem. The problem is that I am torn between having to be a regular preacher and then having to stay in my calling and present God to you. If I choose the second option, I may not even have to be doing a lot of preaching. So you now want to ask, do you want people to tag you as a good, vibrant preacher? Or do you want them to tag you as somebody that everywhere you go, you're always talking about God? Can't you see how beautiful He is? Can't you see how beautiful He is? Can't you see His love? Can't you see His mercies? And I'm like, oh. Because you're not seeing it. People are spiritually blind in church and they are pastors. If this your jacket is the problem, you better pull it off. Because sometimes it's the way we came as an entrance to our worship. We brought ourselves. We dressed in a way that even if the Lord says, now give me yourself, I want to see your physical expression. I want to show me something I've not seen in a while. Show me something an angel can't give to me. And then you ask, what is that? You should know the answer to the question before today. Because you would have been doing dress rehearsal in your room. Some of all this talk, Father, glory, is just stop the crap and give yourself to Him. He doesn't have, He has a lot of people who use Him more. They take His money, they don't return. When they want a breakthrough, they fast, they pray, they do VG. When they get it, I say, no, we need to come to the realm of maturity. Hallelujah. It's now you want to come to the realm of maturity where your plane almost crashed. Huh? I remember when I was in the plane with Inkem and my wife, and then it occurred to me that this could be the end. But I must not be seen as a man of God that I'm afraid. But the way the plane shook, you see, it didn't just shake, it shook my faith out of the window. It shook it, just toss it. When Inkem woke up, she held the chair. I just, what's that? But in my mind, like, God, I just peep from, if you fall from here down, it's not a good death. So God, please don't shame yourself. I'm not the cause of the problem. It's rain that is falling. Please, Biko. You know when you say, I bind this rain, the rain now begins to fall. And then the plane is doing like this. Then you begin to ask yourself, are you really ready to meet your God? There are some things that happen to you. That's what I used to say to our folks. Be serious with God. You see, as a child's wife is very fine. You understand? She can choose not to be serious with God. It's only one small sickness like this that will reveal it. Put you in the hospital for 2 months. You shrink. Don't wait for that day. Huh? It is the altar that you serve, that you have served, that will answer for you in the day of crisis. The altar you have been bringing sacrifice to. In our traditional religion, it is the altar you have been servicing that will come to you when you are weak and you can't pray. And you can no more go to the shrine. The altar will say, one of our servants, he has not been coming. Go and check him. Don't be convenient with God. Don't be comfortable with God. God doesn't drink lukewarm tea. He doesn't drink it. His tea must be either iced tea or must be steaming. All those things we are drinking and congratulating ourselves that God understands. Amen. Let's preach. I wanna know your heart. Your love is so much sweeter than anything I've tasted.
I wanna know your heart. I wanna know your heart. Who
have a God lover in the house. Day comes at 96 and you know that it's time to go, people will not understand your excitement, because finally finally it won't be an illusion anymore. It's not going to be an illusion. You are not trying to think, what does it look like? Is it tall? Is it short? Is it average? And when you close your eyes here, and you show up there, and you see him, others will be looking for crowns. Others will be looking for crowns. Others will be looking for reward. But here you are, look at him standing over there. You just run and you hold him. And you just hold him. That hug is your reward. That hug is your reward. You made it this far. At the end, it wasn't a waste. Then all of a sudden, everything you have been through on earth will make sense. He is your reward. He is your reward. When you see him on that day, and he says, come, child, and you hug him, and he's not pushing you back, he's holding you. He's holding you tight. You thought you were the one holding him, but now he doesn't want to let you go. See, I've been waiting for you for so long. Oh God, you can't walk with God if you don't know his love. You can't walk with God if you don't know how much love is in his heart for you. For you. That's why even when you make some mistakes, he is more ready to help you. Because he knows at 99 when you show up, you are going to be holding hands, walking by the rivers of living water. And you are going to be talking about how you lived your life. And how he caught you when you almost fell. And how he brought you up when you actually fell. And how faithful he is. It's a faithful God. Words cannot explain this one. It is love. It is love. It is love. Your love is so much sweeter. That's why we stayed this long. On your chest and say, Lord Jesus, from the bottom of my heart, I truly love you. I truly want you. I truly appreciate you. Thank you for taking care of me. Now give him praise and magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that was the first part of the message. Thank you. Isn't it kind of great, like when the whole church preaches together? It's better. We just do it together. It's not a one-man show, actually. Please go back to the scripture. Sometimes you'll be amazed how much God just wants to talk. He doesn't really have too many people who talk to him, but who wants him to talk? People want to talk to him and just get what they want, but But he's God. You see, I am, like I said, I'm being torn in two. Whether to be a regular pastor or just go with this flow and enjoy it. When I was in the Anglican Church, one of the favorite songs we used to sing, and that is the time that when we start like that, you feel the presence of God. You will hear the organist. He will sing a song like, he will play a song like, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, my soul shall rise to thee. Those are songs. Those songs reveal Christ. You can't be singing this one and be thinking of your girlfriend. This song, it will knock off that madness. Do you have the last stanza of that song? I hope you are getting blessed too. The songs that reveal Christ. When you are singing it, it's as if God is close to you. Am I the only one? You are making me look like a liar. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are alone in your parlor singing that SOPS. You are just like, oh God, this is heaven on earth. This is what the devil wanted to take away from us. Because our songs reflect our reality. They talk about the things we believe. They talk about who he is to us. These songs reveal Christ. God in three persons. God in three persons. God may not know you, but I know who you are. You are God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God in three persons. God in three persons. Lord, if you just give us a few minutes, we'll do this and we are back. All we want to do, is just to see you and to be with you, and we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Even right there where you sit there, you are getting blessed already. Hold it. You need to be sensitive, because under this atmosphere, you can actually hear God clearly. It's clear, all the blockages have been removed. Your soul connected directly to the power source. All I want is for you to be glorified. You to be lifted up. All I want is for you
you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. All I want is for you, you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. All I want is for you, you to be glorified, you to believe that I, all I want is for you, you to be glorified, you to believe that I, all I want is for you to be glorified, you to
Thomas Thomas had been with Jesus for several years, but he didn't get to meet him until he resurrected. And for the first time when he saw him, he cried, "My God, my God." So this is who you are. I've been working with you for 3 years. This is who you are. You are indeed the Son of God. Listen to me. Certain things can only be given to you by revelation. You don't have it, you don't have it. It's not this thing you are cramming. You don't have it, you don't have it. You don't have it, you don't have it. It's not there, it's not there. If somebody could be with Jesus for 3 years, sleeping in the same spot, going with him, casting out devils, and then he saw him after his resurrection, he said, "My God, you are my Lord." He was meeting Christ for the first time, and they've been together for over 3 years. God, I don't want to die before I know who you are. I want to know you in my flesh. With my eyes, I want to see you. I want to know you. I want to be able to walk with you on earth. I want my experience not to end until I have journeyed with you like Enoch. Paul was speaking, and he said, after writing Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, then he now came and said, "I am trying to still apprehend the reason why I'm still trying to understand the reason why he laid his hands on me." After teaching us Christ, after revealing God to us, the guy got to a point in his journey. He had put all things on the table. He said, "I count all these things as dung so that I may win Christ." And yet he came and he said, "That I may know him." So, sir, what exactly have you been telling us? You are telling me that everything in Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, we have not started knowing him. Then Paul, when he got to Ephesians, he began to talk about the love of God. He said the love is deep. He said that I may know the depth of the love of God that surpasses knowledge. This love is beyond knowledge. Oh, this is what our generation lacks. So we are exchanging words with religion, we are exchanging words with government. What they need to see is the love of God, then the glory will show up. They need to see a generation that has chosen to be faceless if possible, but that the glory of the King will cast a shadow over that facelessness. People who have said, "Look, I may not be anything in this life, but let the kingdom of God advance, for it must increase and I must decrease." That is the problem. We can't deal with that. Because for you, if this idol is not helping me, I need to move to the next one. So you can be in a church for 1 year in Lagos, and they will not encourage you to seek God. They will encourage you to seek your vanity as an evidence that God is with you. No more. No more. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I want to know the fellowship. There is a koinonia that comes with knowing his suffering. When you begin to experience some of the things he experienced, when we take the Holy Communion, we are coming into fellowship with his suffering. We are identifying with that which happened many, many years ago. We are being made conformable. unto his death. Next verse. Verse. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection. Guys, it's time for us to put God first. We cannot make him number two anymore. We can't come to him after everything has failed and expect him to deliver like a dibia. Ose, please permit me. With due respect, Ose. A few weeks ago, Ose was at a shrine. Shrine, a real one. He went to collect power. He didn't know that was where they were going to. He actually went with somebody in Ogun State. When he got there, he was angry. He didn't want to go in. I said, no, this one, so they are white witches, so they don't curse anybody. They only pray. They bless you. Baba, you didn't tell me this where we are coming now. He said, no, don't worry. These ones, they are not those red and black ones. You know, they are categories. The thickness of the color is the thickness of the wickedness. Ose stood there. See House of Rep members sitting on benches, sitting on plastic chairs, waiting for Baba to come out. People leave their state, waiting since 9 a.m. only to see Baba 4 p.m. And when they come, see, nobody will lie to me again. They have deceived you. They told you to wash the lineage of your God on social media, and you did. Because I saw House of Rep members when Baba came. Baba, I've been waiting. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Honorable Senator, you are not proud. So you can kneel down. Any altar you don't respect cannot deliver you. They come on TV and say, we are going to fix that road. We are going to do this. They talk to you like you are nothing because they know you are nothing. But when they go to their Baba, Ose saw all of them on their knees. Baba is over 70 years. Take this one. This night, tomorrow, don't touch a woman. You, this one. With clear instructions. Then somebody is now telling me, O.C. Daniel, that the prophetic is not for today. People, are you telling me that senator doesn't go to church? Can I shock you? Let me try. Ose sat there. He was angry. He left the place, went into Canaan, came back. After some point, he saw some imams coming. They also came for powers. Imams who? Yeah. Hey, now wow. Then after some time, the pastor started coming. See, pastors, Baba, Carlos, sir. Yes, sir. I called you yesterday. What is ready? It's ready. The charm is ready. So, inside the thick forest, and you think that if God's glory come upon you now, that location will be a barrier? You think so? People will clear that bush and to get to where you are. Also, how many hours did you drive that day? 4 hours on a journey that he wasn't aspiring for. He's not planning to go to Lagos State Government House. He's not doing anything. People were coming from the UK, even in COVID, coming from different countries. And when they come, Oga, respect yourself. Somebody came and he waited the whole day outside. He didn't see Baba. Then Baba came out in the middle of the night. and say, you know what? Go and get a hotel. Come tomorrow morning. That's all. Baba didn't apologize. You don't have it. You are just speaking grammar again. Osi Daniel. We have to understand this thing clearly. There are five giftings in the fivefold offices. Eh? Apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. Listen to me. Prophets and apostles, they are custodians of power. Don't let anybody deceive you. There's a reason why all the fivefold offices are not teachers. There's a reason. Which some of us still fail to see. There's a reason why everybody's not a pastor. When you need a bulldozer anointing, there's a reason why some people are apostles. There are many that call themselves apostles and are not. But not like Aruma is an apostle. Take it or leave it. That's your problem. His apostleship was born out of suffering. So he knows exactly when he's talking to you, you listen. I'm talking about apostle. He's not paying me to say, I'm saying it. I felt ashamed. Then they tell you, it's not about fasting. It's not about praying. Just have faith in God. God? They have not opened your file. You see that God? It's going to change to God very soon. God? You think this is American Christianity? This God. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Preach, Pastor. Preach, Pastor. We lifted you, we checked you in the spirit, you are a light feather. I say, God, I just want to speak to you for 15 minutes on how to contact the blessings of God. God, I know from your 15 minutes you have no prayer life. I know. We don't need to pray and ask whether it's true. I know. Don't worry, preach your message. Dr. Dike Olukoya was in London, in the US. And after the meeting, Paris. No. I'm talking about a pastor that has 9 gifts. I think that was the US. The pastor came. So, man of God, that was powerful. Powerful ministration. I also operate in the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you know, there's a way Dr. Dick Olukoya's eye looks. He just look you. He just weigh you. Not too many people. If you see Bishop Benik, one of his eyes. See, when you are prayed to a level, you see Baba Debo, the eye is almost closing completely. When you pray to a level, there's a way something happens to your eyes. You understand? You see, you still just shift. Dr. DK said, I pray in 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that was a powerful meeting. We have a church in Connecticut. So let's take this prayer together. The man operating 9 gifts, they came to carry, started manifesting demons. We'll not leave him. He's my spirit wife. He's my spirit husband. He now called his person, because he came with his personal assistant, more than one. And they came with Jeep. Say, come and carry. Say, we have never seen our bishop like this. Say, your bishop is possessed. The demons were talking freely. Just one prayer point. Don't be a feather, a light that way too. You don't want to be. You will organize your life around spiritual things. I say what? You will organize your life. Nobody will do it for you. It's easy. We are talking about it now. When you get home and then God say, are you ready? Say, you know, you heard your Benga when I was talking. God doesn't call me pastor, call me my name. You understand? I say, you heard Benga. There's no way God will talk to you about me and call me pastor. It's not possible. For what? Which respect is he respecting me? You say, okay, so that's Netflix. Don't pay for 3 months. Then open your wardrobe. Okay, take out this dangerous jeans. Take out this one. You give it out. Go and buy something that anywhere you can pray. Then buy this one, do this one. Okay, all this one, pack it. You use them, put it in a box first. Bam. Then your house will suddenly be free. You know, you used to think there are so many things in the house. Or so you just say there's space. Say now, remove all these chairs, open space, and when you are praying, you can be coming and going. So this is where we are going to do it. You do 1 hour in the morning, you do 30 minutes in the afternoon, you do 1.5 hours in the night. So we'll train. We need to train you because you are not ready. So it's training. So if you are praying 2.5-3 hours every day, and you meet somebody else who tells you prayer is not important, go and check. Don't say I said so. There is nobody without a fasting, without the ministry of fasting and praying. See the word ministry. Without the ministry of fasting and praying that operates in the power gift. Go and check. It's always motivational words. Twitter is enough for them. We reach the world on Twitter. That's not you. I said that's not you. I said that's not you. The signature of this church. You go anywhere, people will be amazed. Like, do we still have... They think it's campus Christianity. Do we still have people like this? Who think like this? They are in the midst of money. It doesn't mean anything to them. They are... Has it ever occurred to you why God benchmarked his identity with money? Has it ever occurred to you why God didn't even say you can't serve God or Satan? He said mammon. God benchmarked his identity with another medium of exchange. People will go to any length for money. That is the way you say people who find God, they go to any length. Just like money has its reward. So finding God has its reward. Don't let anybody deceive you. There's reward in this business. I said there's reward in this business. There's reward in this business. Don't let the devil deceive you that you will remain like this. Listen to me. Nobody remain. Nothing that breathes stays in a static position, whether good or bad. Nothing that breathes stays in a static position, whether good or bad. As God said that you must not what? Eat of what? Of, did he say this tree? He said, did he say you may eat of every tree? He wants to check your knowledge gap. That's before the devil knows the entry point into your life. He looks for your knowledge gap. What is it that Inkem knows but she doesn't believe completely? Why is it that I can be born again for 10 years and they are pressing me at night? There is a knowledge gap somewhere. It's not deliverance. Deliverance is a remedial position. Hey. Coming to say from today, don't press her again. It's a remedial position. But there is a righteousness position that you must come into by force and by fire. If not, the day the anointing fade off, they will come again. So there are some things that are already settled. Listen to me. Becoming convicted in what the word says is another type of warfare. Because the moment the devil knows that if you are dying like this, the last words on your lips will be, and Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord. And I love him forever. Oh, I love him. I long to see him. I can't wait. 34 years, he's talking like this. No. This one, you should not have killed him. This is a useless boy. You should not have killed him. You should not have killed him. Because the devil relishes the last moments in a man's life where all that is with is regret. But why couldn't God? Let me give you another one. But what will it take you, God? Have you been there before? I've been there. Because some of you are not telling yourself the truth now. In your mind, you're like, but Baba, if you wanted to do this, it didn't cost you anything. You would have done it. Why will I pray and the person will still die? And I'm asking, you are not even giving me any answer. And you say I should be preaching. Once the devil gets you to that point, and your final moments are those of regret, game over. That's not you. I say that's not you. We are a resolute generation. We are people who believe what we believe. We believe what we believe. We believe what we believe. When we say we love God, it's not because we feel it, it's because that is our standpoint. I don't feel the love. I don't feel it. I feel it sometimes, but most times I don't feel it. But that is the standpoint of faith. I believe it. If the devil is saying, how can you prove it? I say, what you are going to do for me now, Satan, is you are going to go to that Nepal pole over there, and then you knock your head on it, you will believe after them. If I choose to believe, how is that your problem? Some of you are having conversations with the serpent, and you are lying in talk to you. As God said, you should not. What the woman should have said is, my husband is not at home, wait for him. I was not there when they gave him the instruction, but just hold on. He will soon be back. There is one test the devil will never pass. It is the test of patience. The devil can't pass it. That's why he cannot remain an angel of light permanently. He will be forced to move back into his original state. See, even Satan cannot remain. He cannot pass the test of patience. That's why he'll be putting under pressure. Do it now. Move now. Because he knows if he doesn't move you now, you will soon see that he's the one. Something will happen. You say, this will not be God, though. You will just see something in that. Something will happen in that department. You will just see something. Hey, thank God, though. I didn't know. Something was telling me to be patient. Something. This is something. It's the Holy Spirit. This something is always telling you. This is why you are not hearing God. Because it's always something. And he has a name. He has a name. But for you, you gave him something. Come on, somebody getting blessed. I want to go and sit down. But please forgive my manners for today. I actually came ready. But if not like this, we go to do and more, they do and go. Any day the plane drop me, I will go back and open my notebook. Thank you. That woman, because she could not exercise the weapon of patience, fell into the hands of the serpent. And when the husband came, there was no point. It was game over. Some of you are trying to push a dead horse. It's game over. She has swallowed the thing. It's game over. That thing is not apple. It's a type of knowledge. The same way some people are blaming Adam and Eve, and they are still feeding on that same knowledge that Eve fed on and rubbed the husband's head and gave him. There's a type of knowledge that is against the cause and the knowledge of Christ that is commonly accepted now. And it is the, what's that knowledge? The knowledge of what? Of good and evil. Let's just love each other. Life is about love. If life is about love, then we don't need a savior. The issue is beyond love. You are dead. You are dead in sin. That woman, not understanding that patience is a powerful weapon in warfare. That is why the devil will put pressure on you when you are praying. It's as if the whole world wants to collapse on you. All of a sudden, 30 minutes is becoming a battle. Ratapatule kataya. It's as if there are war clocks everywhere. You are just seeing the time. Because the devil knows that when you pray in the spirit, you are putting pressure. It's like inflating a tire. You are putting pressure. You are putting pressure. And very soon that thing will get up. The devil cannot tell you, don't put pressure. He can tell you, rest. And when you are resting, he will remove the tire. How does he move the tire? Your boss will call you. You will see an email. You will get an email from Netflix. Benga, this is a new film because you watched this. All of a sudden, you just feel like calling Rosie. You just feel like calling Rosie. And you call her on WhatsApp. It's like, I just thought about you. You say, oh, really? So what's up now? You say, 2 hours. I think there's one song, I don't know. Something. Somewhere. Let's not sing it under this holy atmosphere. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will not see yourself doing the 2 hours. Yet that 30 minutes you wanted to die. You know, have you ever prayed that you started feeling feverish or sick? I'm not joking. When I tell you this, there are things that happen to me. And I will say, but if you're a pastor, you're behaving like this. So what is the hope of church members? Church members. So I realize that my sister, sometimes to be able to enter that prayer mode, I go back to my root. So if I wake up at night and I go to the parlor, forgive me. That song means you can do all things. You can do all things. God of the universe. Once I enter that CAC mode, I'm there. I just break the impact of that time. I just break it. God, I just thank you for guarding us. God, you're faithful. God, you will not do 30 minutes here. And the things pursuing you, they are from your village. That's the problem. All this phonetic is not going to take you anywhere. God, I just love you, God. Eleruniyi modubare o e ma se o Eleruniyi o modubare e ma se ibare Jesu o ibare omo Maria Then you take your tambourine and begin to shake all them devils out. You shake all of them and kick them out of your area. Ele runiyi modu bare o e ma se o ele runiyi modu bare e ma se. There are songs that attract angels. There are songs that attract angels. You can't sing those songs if your heart is not there. And you see in your spirit, you see them coming inside. They're dropping. They are dropping into the room. You came to do 2 hours. God just wanted you to stay with him. You see, that's the problem. You came with the time mixed up. I don't know what you're hearing. You came in trying to achieve 2 times. God, yes, you need to do the 2 hours, but God wanted you to stay with him. Don't focus on the time. Give your heart to me. Ibare Jesu. God, you are the Most High God. And today, as a people, we honor you. We honor you because you are our God. We honor you. Eleruniyi Jesus, name above all other names, Grand Commander of the Universe, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Oh,